The plant disease citrus greening is one of the biggest threats to this country's agriculture industry. In Florida, citrus growers say as much as 80% of their trees are infected by it, and growers in other citrus-producing states like Arizona see that as a warning. Amanda Saladay of KAWC joined researchers in San Luis, Arizona, as they collected new data on a wasp they hope may help slow the spread of this disease.
The parasitic wasp, Tamarixia radiata, is so small, scientists can ship 200 of them in a vial about the size of a photofilm canister. Bobby Baker is a technician with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He's received weekly shipments of the vials for more than a year.
And when we get them, they arrive in a cooler. There's a little ice pack in there to keep them chilled, so it keeps them dormant.
The insects originally come from Pakistan, but these were reared in a University of California laboratory and sent to Baker. He and an Arizona Department of Agriculture inspector released the wasps at a number of experimental sites, including in Yuma County, the largest citrus-growing region in Arizona.
See, they're a little cold still, but we'll just tap them out onto the tree. And then they'll start moving around, especially after they warm up a little bit. And we let them do their thing.
These wasps are predators of a tiny insect called the Asian citrus psyllid. The psyllid can carry in its gut the bacteria that cause greening disease. Infected psyllids feed on citrus trees, leading to twisted leaves and withered fruit. Eventually, the trees die.
We're lucky here in Yuma County in Arizona because we have not found the disease yet.
Still, uninfected Asian citrus psyllids have been found in parts of Arizona. So citrus quarantines are in place in 7 Arizona counties to prevent the spread of the insect, which means residents cannot move citrus out of a quarantined area unless the fruit is commercially cleaned. Greg Simmons is a USDA entomologist. He's the project leader tasked to find biological control agents for the Asian citrus psyllid in Arizona.
We tried to establish a new agent in the environment and sort of reunite a natural enemy with its pest species that it has evolved to attack.
The Tamarixia wasp only attacks the Asian citrus psyllid, something known as host specificity. The parasitic wasp finds a host and lays eggs inside its body. Later, the eggs hatch, and new wasps emerge and kill the host as they exit. The goal is the wasp will remain in the environment as long as the Asian citrus psyllid is around. The experimental trees for the trials in Yuma County are all located in residential areas. Today, the USDA's Bobby Baker checks in with homeowners who have agreed to help with the research.
See the damage there at the very new stuff right here?
It's spring, and the new lemon tree growth is attractive to the psyllid.
This would be an ideal place for them right here. This new growth is like perfect territory for them. You not seeing anything?
Not seeing a thing.
The researchers plan to release wasps in other parts of Arizona where the Asian citrus psyllid has invaded. The USDA is also conducting similar trials in California, Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. But it will take several more years to determine how well the Tamarixia wasp can control psyllids and whether the efforts will help slow the deadly citrus greening. For Here and Now, I'm Amanda Saladay.